I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Marcel pastor for the day. In Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6, it says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Two of my churchgoers are pursuing late in life continuing education. One of their biggest challenges is adapting to more aggressive anti-Christian attitudes in their classrooms. Although I have no specific strategy, I did encourage them with this passage, expecting that the Holy Spirit would help them navigate this ongoing difficult terrain. I am not saying we should back down, but rather be judicious in our proclamation of the gospel. I believe that the expression seasoned with salt in verse 6 is our key here. To make the most of every opportunity should mean we wait for a suitable opportunity to share the gospel or express our views. It reminds me of a time when I was working on a horse breeding farm. A horse trainer had been hired to break a yearling and was using some of Monty Roberts' round pen techniques. I had used this method a few times myself and knew it worked very well. As I passed the round pen, the trainer walked over to talk to me for a second with her back to the horse. In horse language, turning away from a horse is an invitation to join up. I have had the thrill of joining up with some of my draft horses and enjoyed the difference in how we worked together after that. Anyway, that horse came in to join up with the trainer, showing normal submission posture. The trainer mistook the action as aggression and shooed the confused horse away. Later, I witnessed a dejected yearling, trembling and defeated, being led by a triumphant trainer back to its pen. This is what can happen if we are not mindful of the phrases, "Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders," and "Let your conversation be always full of grace," in verses 5 and 6. There are times to be aggressive, but many more times to be gentle and wait, looking for the signs that point out whether a person is ready or not to hear all or part of the gospel. I hope all of us can be sensitive enough to not drive anyone away by an incorrect assessment when we are witnessing to them. This is why the command to pray occurs twice in these verses. Pray for opportunity and see what God can do for others through you. I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.